Grief mixed with anger. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. State officials confirming that the 18-year-old who killed 19 children and two teachers at a Texas elementary school Tuesday was not confronted initially as he walked from his crashed car into the building, firing along the way. The first local officers arriving 4 minutes after he entered the building, but he wasn't killed by a Border Patrol agent until an hour later. Victor Escalon is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
When we came in, we were receiving a lot of information from a lot of different locations. That's a baseline. You start there. We made some reports. But since then, we started doing interviews. We started working the crime scene, so we're cooperating.
Escalon says it appears the suspect entered the school through an unlocked door, but that, too, is still under investigation. The White House just confirming the president and first lady plan to visit Texas on Sunday. The investigation continues alongside the grief. Fox's Eben Brown is in Uvalde.
People have been coming to this neighborhood to get past the police line to place flowers in front of 21 white crosses. Some people bring balloons. Some people are from the neighborhood. Others, like Robert Gonzalez, drove all the way from San Antonio. He says these things happen way too often.
You know, either you change it from 18 to 21 to sell guns, is that the answer is going to happen again, or you're going to stop the crazy people? So nobody really knows the answer. And it's going to be a debate.
That debate already in high gear in Washington.
No amount of bloodshed seems to be enough for MAGA Republicans. This nation is enraged, as well as being exhausted.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging action. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
This is not an excuse to infringe the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. Doing that will do nothing to fix tragedies like this.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. calling for a U.N. resolution for stricter sanctions on North Korea.
That's because this week, North Korea reportedly test-launched a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile and two other shorter-range missiles. This marks the 17th round of weapons tests so far this year.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. Japan's defense minister calling the launches an act of provocation. A green light from the U.S. Supreme Court for one of the president's climate initiatives, using a higher estimate than Republican-led states would like to calculate damages to people and the environment from greenhouse gas emissions. What's known as the social cost of carbon uses future climate damages to justify tougher restrictions for industries including fossil fuels. Nine states asking the high court to intervene, led by Louisiana, but the justices without comment are refusing to reinstate a federal judge's order that blocked the approach. Actor Kevin Spacey now facing multiple counts of sexual assault in Britain, stemming from allegations made by three men dating back to 2005.
The Crown Prosecution Service said Spacey has also been charged with causing a person to engage in penetrative sexual activity without consent. The head of the Special Crimes Division said the charges follow a review of evidence gathered by London's Metropolitan Police. The 62-year-old actor, who ran London's Old Vic Theatre between 2004 and 2015, was questioned in 2019 by British police concerning claims by several men.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Spacey has also faced allegations in the U.S. One case was dropped in Massachusetts and a lawsuit was settled after another accuser died. A rally holds on Wall Street. The Dow up 516 points at the close. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ more than 2%. Stronger earnings reports, including from Macy's, getting part of the credit. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.